It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
The Super Bowl is finally here. What took so freaking long? I'll tell you. What took long is we don't care about it here in New York. That's what took so long, is that no matter who you are, whether you're Jets or Giants fans, you are not looking forward to this Super Bowl. There is no way that there is not one New York fan out there that is salivating and going, oh, I can't wait to see the Patriots go out there and win another one. Who in their right mind is saying that? Nobody. And then on the other side, are you really rooting for the Seattle Seahawks? It felt like they won not too long ago. And what's extra harsh about this too, it's really, and more for the Jets fan I feel bad for, is that it's a lose-lose. Because yes, if the Patriots win, you're going to feel terrible, like I just said. But if Sam Darnold wins a Super Bowl, you're telling me that the Jets fan is going to be happy for him? Be like, all right, our guy got one. No, you're going to feel jealous. You're going to say, well, wasn't that the quarterback that was on the Jets? Didn't we have him for 4 years? Didn't Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas kick him to the curb? Wasn't he here? And we were like, well, he had ghosts. He had mono. He had all these issues. And now he's winning a Super Bowl with the Seahawks? Is that the same guy? I'm sorry. As a New York fan, this is horrible. But for a New York Jet fan, you don't want to see this. Like, it is, every year it feels like, okay, I could find a way to root for one team because I like this one player. I like this team's logo. I like their colors. I liked some girl back in the day that used to, you know, I used to date in the city. Maybe, whatever. There's a connection somewhere. There is nothing to connect us to New England, and there is nothing to connect us to Seattle, especially if you're a Jet fan. It's just not happening. And it is as aggravating as a Super Bowl that you're ever going to watch. Plus, no matter what the record says for the Patriots, they're not that good. Nobody believes that the Patriots are any good. And the Seahawks, yes, they have the best wide receiver in the league. No one's going to say anything with that. And their defense is unbelievable. But are we really looking at Sam Darnold and going, wow, this quarterback is unbelievable. Sam Darnold is going to be an MVP of the Super Bowl. There's no chance. Like, usually it's like, okay, which quarterback's going to win? Is it going to be Drake May or Sam Darnold? In this case, it's going to be none of them. It's going to be no quarterback. It's going to be either Njigba because he's going to put up 200-plus yards on a good defense in the Patriots, or it's going to be a defender because I don't really see a high scoring from the Patriots. And I honestly, I'm not really sure where the scoring is going to come from with the Seahawks. It's probably going to come from the defense. So that's where it's going to come from. Look forward for a defensive MVP. You want to start taking prop bets now? I know Paul Rosenberg was here. He loves the prop bets. Go defensive MVP somewhere if you're all about that. But the Seahawks are the favorites. I think that makes the most sense. It's not very enticing. It's not very sexy. But all this means is after Sunday, we can start to look forward to the future. That's what it is. That's the only positive I see if you're a Jet or Giant fan or sport fan in New York, is that we can move past this football season and just call it an end to 2025 and look forward to what's next. Look forward to free agency. Look forward to baseball's around the corner. Look forward to basketball playoffs. Look forward to, I'd say, you know, New York Rangers hockey, but they suck. They made an awful trade. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Maybe you want to look forward to the Olympics. I don't think anybody cares about the Olympics, but maybe we'll talk about the Olympics. Who knows? There's not much right now that we could really, like, get excited about. The Knicks are going to have to wait till, you know, June for us to get really excited. The baseball teams are the closest things because, you know, spring training, the newness of the teams, like the Mets are completely changed. The Yankees are exactly the same. They just got Paul Goldschmidt. If you missed it, congratulations. You've brought back the 2025 Yankees. So, I mean, there's nothing to be excited about in this Super Bowl except for it's going to be done. It's going to be over with. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. I'm here to talk about it. I'm here to die with you on this vine of Jets fans in pain. I'm all about that. Giants fans, maybe you have more hope. Maybe you have something to be excited about. But again, it's not until next season. It's not until this game is over. There's nothing to look to and say, ooh, our team is close to this or close to that. I mean, maybe Harbaugh comes in and gets you from worst to first. Maybe that's a possibility, like Mike Vrabel did. But it is not a game in which I believe Jets fans have a win in sight. Same thing for the Giants fans. But the Jets fans, this has got to sting more. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me that you're looking forward to Sam Darnold winning a championship. Tell me that you're okay with the Patriots winning. Hey, they could win this one now while we're terrible. And, you know, we're not going to win anything anyway. So why not let the Patriots get it out of their way so when we're really good, maybe we'll take over the town. The Jets haven't been good in a decade plus. Decades almost now. 15 plus years. They get Frank Reich. That was good news. At least they have somebody competent that, you know, hopefully going to fix an offense. Unfortunately, who's the quarterback? No idea. So that's where we're at with the football in this weekend. It is feeling more and more like a waste of a football season. You saw some good things with the Giants, even though bad record, good things with the Giants. Now they changed over their whole entire coaching staff, so the excitement is there with that. The Jets had absolutely nothing. They gave you nothing to get excited about, and now it's the exact worst case scenario. A quarterback that you held for 4 years, you drafted, didn't win with you, and now is a game away, 60 minutes away, from being a Super Bowl champion. Or your arch nemesis, the New England Patriots, are back to winning another Super Bowl. It's a no-win situation. It is the worst possible situation for all Jets fans. However, the one good thing is we're going to eat like fat pigs. We're going to enjoy ourselves. We're going to sit there. We're all going to watch it. We're all going to hang out with friends, family. And you know what? That's what the Super Bowl is about. I don't care about the halftime show. I don't care about maybe some of the commercials seem interesting. I saw the 50 Cent commercial, which looked amazing already. I'm sure there's other things that have been teased already, but the 50 Cent one I've already seen it, so it's not breaking anything. You can go online and see it. That is like perfect trolling 101, and 50 Cent continues to do his best. But like, that's it. It's about hanging out. It's getting the last football game of the season out of the way and moving on. But I guess if anything, let's find out what you guys are eating, because that's usually what it's going to be. I asked my wife already to she makes this unbelievable stromboli. And she started to do it for the holidays, and it's unbelievable. So now I told her, I was like, you have to remake that again. We're going to have some friends over. Make the stromboli. That'd be perfect. I also wanted her to secretly make the chicken parm and the eggplant roll, but she said she's not in the mood to make it, so I'm not going to push too much. She's going to do more work on the food than I am, so let her make what she's got to make. I'm getting the stromboli. I feel good about that. I'll get some dip, some guac, all that good stuff, and we'll be eating like kings. And that's the thing that I'm looking forward to the most. Not the game. It's crazy. It's crazy. Because really, at the end of the day, most of these Super Bowls, all I ever ask for is a good game. Like, I will beg for a good game. For years. Like, when the Denver Broncos played the Seattle Seahawks at MetLife, all I was like, oh, this should be good. And Denver got blown out. Like, that sucks. This, I don't even know what to root for here. I don't even know, as a fan, how to go about picking a team. Because it just feels like a loss at the end of the day.